Welcome back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is time to sit with our emotions. It is time to rest and restore. It is time to hold each other, lean on community. It is time for vigilance. It is time to remember our ancestral women. Oh, excuse me, wisdom and ancestral women. It's time to organize and plan. It is time to live our values. It is time to come together despite our differences. It is time to strategize on how to keep each other safe. It is time to trust our genius and potential. It is time to build the world that we each need and want. Folks, if you're having ideas of self-harm, please give a call, text, or chat to 988-LIFELINE. For the LGBTQIA community, the Trevor Project provides 24/7 crisis counseling. Safeuse.org/hearme is on-demand mental wellness help, and you can download an app for that. Again, that's at safeuse.org. You can find the LGBTQ plus center directory at lgbtqcenters.org. PFLAG, you can find a chapter near you at pflag.org/find-a-chapter. And finally, for queer teens, there is the qchatspace.org. For queer teens, again, qchatspace.org. We're going to go back to the phones and text lines in just a moment. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. We're going to carry the vice president's concession speech at the top of the hour. When we come back after that speech, I'm going to be talking about what to do next. Actual, like, issue areas and focuses. Here's a couple of them. Go join the League of Women Voters. If you don't know what it means to be an anti-racist, read about it. Because I am an anti-racist feminist. I will always be one. And I'm proud to call myself an anti-racist feminist. Let's figure out what that means. Connect with people. Again, get involved. Join the ACLU. Volunteer to be a poll worker. Let's see democracy in action. Look at the tax code. You can go to organizations like the Institute for Tax and Economic Policy, ITEP. They're a nonprofit, nonpartisan. Check it out, because we can afford to do better. The resources aren't scarce. That scarcity is invented to separate us and divide us and make me fight with my friend about tax policy, because I think Elon Musk can afford to pay 40% of his wealth every year. Every year. But I don't think somebody making $7.25 an hour should be paying 40% of their income in tax. I don't. That is unfair and unjust. But I wanted to give y'all some good news, because there is some good news. Today, I celebrate Lisa Blunt Rochester, the new senator from Delaware, and Angela Also Brooks, the new senator from Maryland. It will be the first time in the history of the U.S. Senate that two black women will sit in the United States Senate together at the same time. Looks like Ruben Gallego is going to beat that crazy lady, Kari Lake. I celebrate that. Tammy Baldwin beat Eric Hovde. Your neighbors did that. Thank God. And it looks like Jackie Rosen may squeak one out over Sam Brown in Nevada. I celebrate all that. I also celebrate this. The state Senate was a bright spot for Democrats. Our Wisconsin state Senate, bright spot. We won all five of the targeted seats in those Senate races. Jody Habish-Sinkin defeated Dewey Strobel. Sarah Kieski defeated Joan Bulweg. And Jamie Wall and Kristen Alfheim also won open seats. Hooray! Congratulations. We did great there. The Assembly, a little bit more of a mixed bag. Republicans did keep their majority but won a few of the toss-ups. But overall, the new maps that we finally got did lead Democrats to picking up 10 seats in the state assembly. All of those things are good news. I am celebrating those things today as I mourn the presidential election. David from Mequon, your thoughts this afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Really quickly, while you're talking about people that may need to call that hotline. I just want to send my condolences. It's kind of flown under the radar with Jonathan Brostoff, who was
yes.
the Eastside Alderman in Milwaukee, who unfortunately committed suicide just 2 days ago. He had four kids, and he was only 41 years old, and just tragic all the way around. And I know he was a big advocate for trying with mental health and what have you, and he had some demons whatever reason, who knows what happened, but it was overpowering, and he's no longer with us. On to the next couple things. I want to mention, one thing that I think that's going to be overlooked in this regard is the federal judges, there's going to be hundreds of them. They're going to get put into power.
Yes.
Indefinitely, starting on day one. Just
yep.
because of the makeup of the...
Because they took the Senate. I'm sorry, I got to let you go, David. We're coming up on our top of the hour break. We're going to take the vice president's concession speech when we come back after top of the hour news, weather, and sports. And we're not sure exactly when she's going to start, so we'll continue our discussion after the top of the hour. Callers, if you're on the phones, please stay there. I really appreciate your patience. We will get to each and every one of you. And I will discuss what's going to happen with these prosecutions as well as the courts before the show is up. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.